You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 284, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, become that influential voice in your industry with a podcast. I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says, you do not have to know every step, you just have to take one. And joining me on today's show is Jessica Alexander. Jessica is a possibility strategist, helping girls and women get clear on their purpose. Now, through coaching and books and live events, Jessica creates unique strategies for her clients to confidently walk in their divine purpose. Now, on today's show, Jessica is going to share how to pursue goals without fear, learning how to balance being multifaceted, as well as starting when it seems like you have no resources. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, you are so very welcome. So tell me a little bit about how you transitioned into now working with girls and women, helping them to get clear on purpose. Was it something that you'd always set out to do, or did you find that God had kind of been planting seeds and developing you along the way? Tell us your journey.
Yes. So everything really started back in 2012. Leading up to that date, I was getting ready for graduation and thought that I was going to get into my dream position. I had a huge desire to work in sports marketing. I worked in athletics when I was in college, and I worked in the recruiting office, and I just really loved that environment. I got interviewed for a job with an NFL team, and I really thought I was going to get it, and I didn't. And I was crushed, but I was also very stubborn. So I wanted to hold on to that dream, so I didn't take any other offers. And months passed, and I still found myself at my same position in college. I was working at the Olive Garden, and I really wanted to, I guess, feel like an adult. So I took a job as a car salesperson, and I was terrible at it. But I tried to push through, and I just remember one day just being in my cubicle and just begging God to reveal to me my purpose, because I just knew that I had more inside me. And that's when He's planted the first seed for my company, Operation Evolve. And I got super excited, wrote down all these ideas. I had all these notes on these legal pads, and I was preparing myself to leave that position. And I did, but I didn't do anything with those ideas because I was really gripped with fear, with doubt. And I didn't know what steps I needed to take. So I actually went back to my job at Olive Garden and worked there for almost another year. Eventually, I started working in my career field in marketing and in sports in some shape or form. But then I was able to compete in a pageant here in Alabama, and I won. And that actually gave me some opportunities to start working with some young ladies throughout the community, because the pageant title gave me opportunities to go into the school systems, to go into different community organizations. And that really started helping me build my confidence in that area, and also seeing where I was strong and seeing what needs needed to be met. And I continued to push forward. And then in 2016, I started the Boss Babes Brunch, which provides a platform for women in business. And in 2017, I wrote my first book, Boss Up, Pursue Your Purpose with Confidence. And this year, I actually took the brunch idea and took it on the road across the United States. So this year, I went to 24 cities to help women in business realize their dreams, connect with other local entrepreneurs, and also promote their businesses as vendors. So it's been a wild ride.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. And I love the way how God moves. He plants seeds and then He nurtures us in a little way. And we're going to obviously dive into that more, because I think people may be stuck in different seasons, but stages of what you have just portrayed in your story. But, you know, so often in those areas where we are what we feel like stagnant. You know, we had a dream, we had a vision, and we were taking all of the right steps as you were doing with, you know, your studies, and then you graduated, and then all of a sudden that dream that you'd planned and worked so hard for doesn't come to fruition, but God had other plans. Let's talk about that, pursuing goals without fear. I think this, you know, specifically with women, and I know that you work with women and girls, so you're around this a lot. Fear is often one of the key things that keeps us stuck. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What are some insights you can share here?
Well, I think that when you are stepping out into something new, something different, something unknown, it's really easy to be afraid. I like to think about, a lot of times just to describe it, I like to think about the story of Peter when he was walking on water and trying to get out there. He knew that he had the capability of doing it. He saw Jesus at the end. He saw what his end goal was going to be. He actually started taking the steps. So it's not like he never did anything. Mm-hmm. But he started taking the steps, and then the outside circumstances started coming in, the wind, the waves. And that's when he started to sink. So I think that those outside circumstances are things that actually cause us to start not believing it, cause us to, I guess, hypothetically start sinking in our own situations. And I'm not saying that it's uncommon. I think that we just need to understand that our purpose is always going to prevail. And it takes a while to get to that point. So I'm not going to say this is what, like I said, I had the vision in 2012, like it's 2018. And I feel like I'm just now really getting in my stride, to be honest, but it doesn't always happen on our time. And we have to always keep top of mind that our purpose is not going anywhere. So once we've been called to do something, we're already equipped with what we need to start.
Yeah.
You know, and when I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say there's such a key point in what you just said around when we're working within our purpose and what we know and see how God is directing our path, there is going to be a lot of patience that we learn within that purpose-driven path. And here's why. I think if I look back, and I'd love for you to share some insights around you, your journey too. If I look back to where I was, say, 10 years ago, when I first started podcasting, fast forward to now, there are so many different things I've learned within that 10 years that only experience and time and maturity would have taught and have given me than if all of a sudden God had said, all right, go for it. I think if I'd have left it on my own without the shaping of character and knowledge and experience, there's just no way, you know, I would be able to take advantage of it now. So speak a little bit about your journey. When you look back to 2012, to where you are now, what sort of experiences, knowledge, maturity, what have you learned that you're really bringing along with you now that you didn't have back then?
Well, first and foremost, learning how to truly be a real woman of faith and really walk that out, learning how to transition, because in 2012, I can say I probably, you know, I cried out to God and he answered me at that moment, but I wasn't in the best spiritual space in my life. And from that moment, I remember in 2013, the church I attend had small groups. And I remember it was my first time ever doing a small group. I walked into this group, the only like person in my 20s, I was really just like, okay, do I belong here? But it was literally the best thing I could have done for myself, being surrounded by women who were in their 40s, their 50s, their 60s, their 70s, just imparting so much wisdom into me and just making sure that I was okay and just providing me with a safe space to grow and to develop. I couldn't have asked for anything better in that season in my life. And then when I was able to transition into my role in marketing, all the skills that I have learned over the past 5 years as a marketing professional, I now implement in my events that I host across the country. And without that knowledge, I would probably just be completely stressed down the road and may not even have had the confidence to put together an event. And just surrounding myself with different groups of people, being in different organizations. So when it comes to the development process and definitely maturity, I can tell you that 2012 Jessica, 2018 Jessica are two completely different people. Like, that was a girl, I'm a woman now. And even with my experience with pageantry and just being in different places, making mistakes, making, failing, and just being able to learn how to bounce back. Like, I always tell people to, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in your journey, it's to enjoy it where you are, because you're not always going to be there. Yeah. And like this year, for my tour, I was in my car driving across the country, and it was hard. But, you know, as I was on the journey, I would say to myself, it's okay. Like, you're making it through this year, because next year you've learned enough. You would have learned enough by next year to where you will not have to face some of the same struggles that you are this year. So I enjoy the process and know that it's going to make a great story later.
Oh, it certainly is. And that's sometimes the way I look at things too. When things really go, you know, sideways, is that this is going to be a fantastic story. Yeah. Don't do this kind of thing. Something I want to touch on, and then we're talking about being multifaceted, is that when you look back to how you were doing things prior to the maturity and the wisdom that God has now grown in you, there's something that I've learned too, and I'm sure that you now see this too often. As women, we want to be independent. Yet, mm-hmm. you know, as Christians, God says to us, I don't want you to be dependent without me, or independent without me. He wants us to depend on him. And often if I look back on the situations and areas where I really failed, and I failed big time, that was because I relied on my own strength big time. And he says to many of us, where I'm taking you, you cannot possibly achieve and be there in your own strength. You need to rely on me. So what have you learned along the way on relying on him, so much so that it just becomes part of who you are, that any decision that you take before him, you pray? What sort of differences do you notice now compared to what perhaps the 2012 Jessica was?
So I used to try and force a lot of things, and I'm very controlling, I guess, sometimes by nature, because I'm, you know, I would consider myself like, oh, I'm independent. I can do this by myself. I don't like to ask for help. Like, that's just how I am sometimes. But this year, because I have been by myself, and especially I've been in some cities where I don't know anybody and I don't have any connections, I've just learned and I've come to understand, especially because I've been on the road for almost 6 months. I just got home a few weeks ago. And when I first left, like, I was so confident, almost a little too confident in some areas, and things didn't work out the way that I thought they would. And then I realized that was what I was doing. I was trying to control too much and I wasn't being dependent. But then when I realized to just surrender that control and understand that this is not about me, it's not about, you know, making a name for Jessica, but it's really about, you know, using my gifts to empower and serve other people, that's when things started changing. And when I was able to let go of that, I was able to be a lot more relaxed. And then not only that, because I was obedient, because I surrendered so much, surrendered everything, everything that I needed started coming to me. So it wasn't even any pressure for me to just sit up at night biting my nails off. I just knew that everything was going to work out. And now the confidence I have that everything is going to work out really helps me just go day to day, knowing that if I do my part, you know, God's got my back, and he's going to be sure to make sure that what he has started, he's going to finish.
Yeah. And you know what? I think that's the biggest realization that you realize. And I think all of us who are in business can relate to that. We're driven. We are ambitious. It's something that has been knitted in us. Yet we need to realize that we are working in partnership, in collaboration with the Lord. And any time that we start to focus on other areas or self, that's when we come up against circumstances that remind us, hang on a minute. We need to align and collaborate with the Lord. Let's talk about multifaceted, because sometimes what God will do with us and for us is have us in different seasons, generating different experiences, wisdom, as you've said. And sometimes we can look at, what am I doing? I'm doing this and then this and this, and it can seep all over the place. Yet God is weaving all of this into our story. And as you said, experience. So talk about how to balance being multifaceted, because I'm sure people who are watching and listening today can relate to this as well.
Yes. So I love to do a lot. I've always done a lot. Like, on top of business, like, I'm a trained musician. Before I left, I sang in my church. I've been playing piano since I was in elementary school, and that's just how it's like. It's always been my whole bunch of irons in the fire. And because of that, you want to do everything at once. But I just say, don't try and put too many projects on your plate, especially if they don't correlate, and understand that there's a season for everything. So you may not be able to, like for me, like in the future, I always envision myself like playing in a community orchestra, but like right now, I don't have the time in my schedule to make that happen, to commit to that. So it's something that I know is going to happen. It's something that's on my heart, but just being able to recognize when it's a season to pick something up, when it's a season to let something go, and being okay with when it's time to let it go. Yeah. Being okay, because you know, if because working in marketing, like I've had some of the most incredible opportunities because I've been in this area for 5 years. I've traveled, but I knew that if I was going to really walk in my purpose, really pursue my own business dreams, I would have to let a lot of my contracts go. And that's what I had to do.
Yeah. I think when you're starting off early in your season, you need to do that because you would know this in marketing, that if you seem to be doing too many different things, that as you say, they're not correlated, you can often then be seen as a jack of all trades and a master of none. And that may be fine if that's the way that you do want to position yourself. But if you really do want to be seen as that thought leader, as that change maker, and make a huge impact, I think there is going to be a season where you do need to focus. What I love about some of the other experiences, and you may be doing this unknowingly too, is that very much is part, you know, music and creativity is very much part of who you are. So once you do start to generate that awareness, that brand awareness of, you know, Jessica marketing or however you're positioning yourself, then some of the behind the scenes and some of that personal stuff that you really enjoy doing, you can kind of weave that in, because that very much is who you are, of course. Share a little bit now about that. Are there ways that you are incorporating some of that creativity into your message and how you're sharing that, or is that something that you still do keep quite separate?
Well, as far as my music is concerned, like playing piano, and I do get other opportunities. Like this weekend, I'll be playing at an event that I got invited to play at for the holidays. But, you know, for the most part, when it comes to marketing, when it comes to my business, when it comes to writing, I've been able to implement all of them. And I've been able to, with the marketing, because I worked in event marketing and I learned how to completely do an event from start to finish, set up to breakdown, knowing how to schedule the timing out through work. Now I know that as an event organizer, how to do all of those things. So I think that, and this is something that someone told me as I was even applying for jobs out of undergrad, when I had Olive Garden on my resume, trying to figure out how am I going to position myself, is learning how to pick out skills in every single role that you're in and learn how to maximize them for whatever your next season of life is going to be. So I think that regardless of what position or what role you currently have, you can take something, what you're doing right now, and implement it into what your future brand or your future person is going to be.
Yeah, so, so true. Transferable skills. You know, there are certain characteristics and skills that you use, as you say, that can be transferred. And so often, I'm glad you reminded us of this, so often we take those skills for granted because we think, well, that's not relevant because I was in a different industry. But the skills and the strengths that you developed, you can certainly transfer into new opportunities. And that segues beautifully into starting when it seems like you have no resources. I am sure that many of us who are listening and watching today have more resources available to us than in our own strengths. I mean, we know in turning to our Lord, but in our own strengths and character that's been developed, that we can bring into the next season. So what are some insights you want to share in this area?
Okay, so another parable that I love is the parable of the talents. And Cliff Notes version, you got three servants with three different levels of talent. One gets five, one gets two, and another gets one according to their abilities. And the ones who had five and two went out, invested what they had well, and their talents doubled. And the servant who had one, he hit it, probably made excuses like a lot of us do, So I don't have enough Instagram followers. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. And so I'm just going to keep it to myself. And when it came time for the master to come and collect his talents, he didn't, you know, he didn't give that person a pat on the back and say, oh, I understand. You're probably a little nervous. You at one. No, he took that talent from him and gave it to the one who had 10. And I think that especially now, that story is just as relevant because a lot of us are looking at other people or looking at our circumstances and thinking that, oh, well, I just have the vision. You know, it's what else do I have? And I don't do anything with it. It gets taken from you. And then before you know it, sometimes you look up and there's someone else living out, you know, what life you expect or what dreams you thought you were going to have come to fruition. And I think that the most important part in all of that is, like I said, is that you don't have to know every step. You just have to take one. And not only that, you are equipped with enough to start. So even if your goal is to be a doctor, like God gave you a vision that you're going to be a doctor, no, you can't say, okay, I got this and go into the operating room the next day, but you have to figure out what's my next step. Mm-hmm. You know, getting caught up in trying to get from A to Z is going to mess with you every single time. There's nothing wrong with having a full solid plan, but if you can just figure out how to get, not even figure out on yourself, but trust God that he's equipped you enough to get from A to B, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And he'll get you from B to C. And eventually, before you know it, you're at the end of the alphabet and you've accomplished your goal. But if you are looking at everything around you and comparing yourself to everyone or trying to see what you do or don't have, then you're not going to make it.
Yeah, so, so true. I don't know if I've ever shared this story before on any of my podcasts, but when I was growing up and still a teenager, my dream and goal was to become a teacher. I'm adopted and I knew that my biological parents were both teachers, and the family that I was adopted into are absolutely loving and who I call my family. They were all teachers too, from kindergartens right up to professors. But I fell off my horse and I was concussed. Long story short, couldn't continue my studies, had to go to hospital, concussion training, retraining of memory and so forth. And that whole dream of becoming a teacher was really just thwarted. And then I ended up getting married. But then I did a full circle with the studies and I was teaching in my career consultancy and, you know, aspects of working with clients. So why I share this is beautifully aligned, I think, to what the message you just shared is, we may, from a human perspective, have an idea on what we're wanting to achieve. We're still developing the skills and strength, but God says, no, not in that direction. I actually need you to go in that direction. And I think sometimes we just need to trust, you know, and have that faith that if we've worked really hard for this, this may not be it, but it's going to lead you to something that you absolutely will love. Because if I look back now and look at my parents or my brothers and siblings in what's going on in the teaching industry, I think to myself, I think I would have just not really lasted very long. I love the teaching and educating, but maybe not in that environment. So the Lord knew me better than I knew myself in those instances. So I think that's a word for someone. Share a little bit about I know you've already identified some of the work that you're doing, but when you're thinking and pulling this all together in context for maybe a young girl, or a woman who has had this vision, this dream for some time, yet she hasn't taken the steps to even, you know, move forward to fulfilling that. What would be the one last insight that you would share with her today?
I would say to literally just go for it. I just believe that when you've been called to do something, when God has called you in a certain direction, he will legitimately provide for you in every single way that you need it. And it's not always going to come in the most conventional way. It's not always going to come exactly how you anticipate it, but it's going to happen. The provision is already there. So you just have to trust and take the next step.
Yeah, beautiful. So Jessica, for people who are listening and they want to find out more about the work that you're doing, you find out about some of these events, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
You can definitely connect by visiting my website. It's operationevolve.com.
Fantastic. And of course, we'll put all of those links on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com forward/TCE284. Jessica, one of the things that I'm doing for all of my guests, and I'll be honored to do this for you too, is just finish the show with a word of prayer. May I do that today? All right, let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Jessica today and how she shared her testimony. Lord, you know, so many of us that are listening and watching today, I'm sure, can relate that maybe we have had a plan and we've worked so hard, yet that plan hasn't come to fruition. Lord, and Jessica's story and journey, not to give up hope, it doesn't mean that there's a closed door, but rather there's another opportunity waiting. And as Jessica has reminded us, we need to lean into you. We need to really speak to you about it so that you can then guide us in taking the next steps that we need to take to get us closer to the destiny and the purpose that you have for us. Father, we just want to uphold the work that Jessica is doing in prayer. You continue to bless her work, and all the events that she is running so that the women and the young girls who are there learning can be reconnected and inspired. Eliminate that fear when we're looking to you first and foremost. Father, we just want to thank you and ask this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. And I love, and it's just a great reminder, yes, we have a destiny. Yes, there is this goal. But always be mindful that enjoy the journey, the ups and downs, the stresses, you know, all of that along the way, because he has us in the palm of his hand continuously. We need to be reminded of that always. So thanks once again for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.